Arguably the most famous churchman in the history of our country is Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Some of you may have remembered watching his program when you were young. Archbishop Fulton Sheen is fastly approaching canonization. God willing, he'll be declared a saint. Here's a man who wrote over 70 books, probably helped in the conversion of hundreds of thousands of people, and had a program all the way back in the 40s and early 50s that 30 million people watched every week. Do you know what he attributed all of his success to? One thing. That he would spend an hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day of his life. I remember when I entered the seminary, I heard that and thought, gosh, you know, if it worked for him, that's what I'm going to do. He did it for 60 years every day without ever missing a day. I've gone 15 years and I've probably failed 15 times. Right? I mean, how do you do it? You know, you travel, you get really sick, you accidentally overbook yourself. 60 years every single day. Do you know why he did that? I found this out just 2 weeks ago. Because of an 11-year-old Chinese girl. When communism took over in China, when they destroyed Catholic churches and exiled Catholic priests and sisters, if not exiling them, they threw them into prison. One priest, one day, while he was in church, the communists broke in, communist soldiers, and they arrested him. They handcuffed him, and they brought him up into the rectory, into the second story, and they held him hostage there. And from that room on the second floor, he could look out the window. The communist soldiers came back into the church, and they took clubs, and they smashed open the tabernacle. They took out the ciborium, and they threw it on the ground, and the host went flying. He knew exactly how many hosts were in the tabernacle because they were for the sick. There were 32 hosts. As the soldiers left the church, all of a sudden, this priest sees this young Chinese girl whom he knows, 11 years old, and she sneaks out of the church. That night, while he's looking out the window, he sees that young girl come back. The soldiers are asleep and she sneaks into the sanctuary and she kneels down in front of one of the hosts and she stays there for an hour. About the length of time of Mass. And after an hour had passed, she kneels down and she takes one host into her mouth by tongue. You weren't allowed to touch the Blessed Sacrament at that time. That little girl came back every day for 32 days. And she would kneel down for an hour in front of another host and then consume it. On the 32nd day, as she was leaving the church, she tripped and fell. And the guards woke up and they beat her to death. A martyr for the Eucharist. And Archbishop Fulton Sheen, when he heard that story as a young man, he said, if she could spend an hour with our Lord all those days, I should be able to do that, especially as a priest. And he went and he told that story on live television to over 30 million people. In the last 60 years, hundreds of thousands of Catholics all throughout the world, tens of thousands of priests, myself included, have sought to make a holy hour every day of their life because of this little girl's devotion. My brothers and sisters, what is the surest way to know whether or not you love Jesus Christ? Do you love the Eucharist? Because that is Jesus. And the more we fall in love with Him, the more we will desire Holy Communion. And the more we'll want to spend time with Him even outside of Mass. I cannot tell you the number of stories I've heard from parishioners here who say, Father, you know what? I've started to make a holy hour once a week. I've received words from our Lord in a way that I never have before. He gives me the peace that I'm seeking. He fills me with hope. He encourages me. Our grade school, once a week, every class comes and visits the Blessed Sacrament, visits our Adoration Chapel. They'll spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. 2 years ago, our preschool teacher brought her class. So little 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. That day, one of those preschoolers went home to his dad, and he said, "Dad, Jesus came to visit me today." And he said, "Oh, you went to the Adoration Chapel. You went to visit Jesus." And he said, "Yeah, Dad, I went to visit Jesus, but he came to visit me." And his dad said, "I don't understand. How did Jesus come to see you?" He said, "Well, he just walked up to me." He said, "How did you know that it was Jesus?" And this little 4-year-old said, "Because his hands were red. He had little red marks in his hands." And the dad thinks, "Oh, you know, they're telling all this stuff in school. Where did he pick this up? He's making this up." And he said, "Dad, Grandma also came to me. His mom had died 2 months before. His mom, who was a devout Catholic woman, who had been praying for her son to get back to church for years." And he said, "My mom came to you?" And he said, "Yeah, Dad, and she wanted me to tell mom," this little boy's mom, his parents were separated, "that she needs to start going to church." He called up the mother of his son. They were separated. And he said, you're never going to believe this. It sounds crazy. But this is what our son said." And she said, "Oh my gosh. I just had a dream about your mom last night. And she told me in my dream, I need to start going to church again." And that couple now is reconciled. Our Lord Jesus Christ is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. He will forever make himself known in the breaking of the bread. And he desires to have an intimate relationship with every single one of us. You spend a little time with him and he will open his heart to you. He wants you to know him. He wants to reveal himself to you. I close with this. Who is the person who loved the Eucharist like no other person in the history of the church? Our Blessed Mother Mary. Mother Teresa of Calcutta one time said, and it must have been revealed to her mystically, she said, "Our Lady, after her son ascended into heaven, she could not wait to receive him every day from the hands of John the Apostle when he would celebrate Mass. And she delighted to spend time with the consecrated bread that was left over after Mass, because finally no one could take her son from her. Our Lady gave Jesus his body and his blood so that he could have life. He returned that gift and gave her back his body and blood so she could have supernatural life." Let us ask Our Lady to increase our love for the Eucharist.